a tough one tonight. Team didn't shoot well, obviously, but I thought Miami was much more physical than I remembered them in Oxford. A couple of guys played in this game. The little guy Upsaro and Dean that didn't play the first time, so they really shut you down defensively. What were they doing tonight in particular?
They pretty much put five guys in the box where it was really difficult for us to find some room to score. And, you know, we got to do a better job of creating more open lanes for, you know, our players to score. So I think that's something we can adjust on. And at the end of the day, I thought, you know, we shot 71 shots, 19 of them in threes, but there was a lot of open layups that we missed. You know, you can't miss layups at the end of the day.
Yeah,
that's just as simple as that.
That was the other thing that surprised me. I didn't remember Miami being that stout around the rim. And Elmer blocked several shots in the first half. Let's see, the stat sheet says they end up with nine officially.
Seven in the first half.
Yeah, that was a bit surprising, wasn't it?
You know, I think we got to do a better job when we go towards the rim of not just anticipating a foul call. We only shot 13 free throws, so we were anticipating some shots to go in or just to throw it up. Like, that's not what we do. It's not our skill development. So we've got to be better when we go to the rim in terms of being off two to score and all those things there.
Well, the start of the game was tremendous. I mean, you score the first seven, you really were busting Miami. You forced them to use a timeout like 2 minutes into the game.
Five.
And then they kind of righted the ship. What sort of changed during that timeout? Did it just kind of dampen your guys' enthusiasm?
You know, I thought we made some risky plays, some gamble situations with, you know, we came on a run and, you know, transition, they shoot. I think they go on a quick 9-0 run or maybe 9-2, but it's those gambles in transition. You got to understand with this team that shoots some of the best numbers in the country, we have to be quicker to get out on shooters, and I'll do the same thing against Ohio on an even higher level now in about 48 hours. So I thought those gambles hurt us and some of our principles.
Yeah, you had 20 offensive rebounds and only 13 second chance points, speaking to what you were talking about earlier. But I thought the most impressive thing for Miami defensively today was their transition defense. Every time you guys had something, I'm thinking, hey, might be a run out or a transition. They seem to be back. They were very cognizant of that.
Yeah, well, that's actually who they are. They're one of the lowest offensive rebound teams. I think they're 300-something in terms of offense rebound. That's their principle, just getting back, and we just didn't do a good enough job in terms of just getting into stuff quickly and trying to find a mismatch quick enough and as they loaded the box in transition. So we've got to find a way to – once we get, you know, defensive stops to go back the other way, because they only scored 25 points in the first half and we should have been up 10 in some of the defensive rebound we got. So in transition, it's like, you know, you can – even if they don't have a numbers advantage, you can still move the ball quicker because they're running back in a trail situation.
And, of course, when Miami went on that 15-0 run, Marambo hit a couple of threes. And it's not that he can't shoot threes. He certainly can.
Yeah.
But that seemed to be the turning point in the game. He hit those threes and got a nice, easy two. That's when they took control, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, we've talked about it. He is definitely capable to make threes. He makes a three every single game. Some days he has two. Some days he has zero. But he's definitely capable in some. It starts off with just being disciplined. You've got to be disciplined to win games in the MAC. You've got to be disciplined in terms of every defensive possession to find ways to win.
Well, Coach, tough one tonight. Appreciate you coming to talk about it. Thank you. Falcons fall to the Redhawks tonight, 66-58.